You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. It is CBD. It is a Thursday edition. Football Thursday. Football Thursday. And bottom of the hour, going to hear from Aaron Wilson from the Baltimore Sun, covers the Ravens. We'll talk with him. Our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to sit down with John Hughes as we take you inside the locker room. Jameer, take it away, brother.
Thanks, Vic. John, as you guys prepare for the Baltimore Ravens, just take us inside this locker room. How's the mood and the energy after coming off a disappointing loss in week one?
Everything's good. You know, we take that loss with all the positive things that came out of that game and just take it on the field when we go to practice and getting ready for Baltimore.
How was it for you preparing for last week's game, knowing that Ataba Rubin was going to be out and with the rotation of yourself and Billy Wynn and Ishmael Kitchen?
I really prepared the same. You know, there's a little bit more reps than there would have been, but my preparation was the same, you know, just going out there and working on my keys, working on getting better every day.
Knowing that this team hasn't beat the Ravens since 2007 and knowing that the challenges we face against Joe Flacco and the crew, when you guys really look at this team and you study their week one game, what have you seen from them on film?
A lot of different things. They have a strong O-line, you know, they have a good quarterback in Flacco, so it's going to be a tough challenge going out there on Sunday, but, you know, I think if we stick to our keys and stick to our fundamentals, we'll be all right.
You guys did a great job of stuffing the run last week. You guys know you have a tough challenge in running back Ray Rice. Has that been the focus of stopping the run?
Yeah, that's the first thing you want to do as a defense, be able to stop the run and, you know, make them one-dimensional, and that's something we're going to try on Sunday.
How excited for you this opportunity to get that first divisional game? You remember it. You know, this is your second year.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Divisional games mean a lot, so going out there and getting a win on Sunday would be great.
And just overall, how's your mood? How are you doing? What did you work on this week as you prepare for week two?
I just focus on the things that I usually focus on, you know, working on my pass rush, working on my run technique. Just the things that I keep doing every day. I mean, I feel like if you keep working on the things that you always work on, you know, you can always get better at that.
John, thank you for your time and good luck to you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, Jameer, thanks. And thanks to John Hughes. The one area on this football team where you can legitimately smile is that defensive line. The depth there, Hughes is part of that mix. Billy Wynn able to step up. I mean, Ataba Rubin was missing. Big part was missing from that Miami game. Yet this team stuffed the run, and this team, I mean, they won't say Ray Horton isn't going to sit there and say they got sufficient pressure on the quarterback because it was a loss ultimately, but they did do a notable, commendable job in getting sacks and making it a little more difficult for their for that quarterback, and then I guess the rest of it fell on the Browns secondary.
Right. It certainly did. And the defensive line played well. And they may not have Ataba Rubin again this week, but they will have in the front. Barkevious Mingo will be back rushing from the outside linebacker position. So, yeah, that is definitely the strength of this team. That is the one area that we deem to be a strength of this team back on day one that is clearly the strength of this team without any question.
No doubt. And I mean, it matters to have that kind of depth there. That was... If you had to ask Joe Banner what was number one on his list, because I heard him say it, sat in a room with him in Indianapolis at the Combine back in February, and he was kind of laying out the whole personnel plan, how they were going to approach the draft and free agency and so forth. And he spent most of his time, this was with a group of writers in a little room that we got to the side there at the where were we at the hotel near Lucas Oil Field, Lucas Oil Stadium, excuse me. And the discussion was about pass rush, defensive linemen, outside linebackers, getting heat on the quarterback, pass rush, pass rush, pass rush. Got it. That's how do you win in this league? You got to rush the passer, and this is a passing league, and you got to. So, do we go as far as to say the Browns have that part down? I'd say they still could strive to be better with it. But you've got to feel good that part one of their plan or the number one piece of the agenda, check it off.
And it's a success. And now I think hopefully they want to help out the back end of that defense a little bit here as we move into, you know, to the next season. But listen, if that was the stated goal, was to get that part of the defense as good as it is in the league, they did a good job with that. So I would tip my cap to them. And you look at week one, Desmond Bryant, 2 sacks, Paul Kruger sack, Quentin Grove sack. Desmond Bryant was one of the most disruptive defensive players in the entire National Football League in week one. So Yeah, that's a strength of the team, and that's the one thing that gives me hope in this game, because if Ray Rice ran all over the Browns, I don't think they have any chance to win this game. But if they can at least contain Ray Rice, Joe Hayden can hate all over Torrey Smith. Really, at the end of the day, the Baltimore Ravens are going to have to beat the Cleveland Browns offensively by throwing the football to Dallas Clark, Brandon Stokley, and Marlon Brown. I mean, that is the fact of the matter. And if that's the case, the Browns have a chance.
They do. This defense is what gives them the chance. It's where that conversation is. But here's the other thing about week one is that there should even be more enthusiasm about how well this defense played. But it's more than – it's tempered, obviously, by the loss. It's overshadowed by the loss. But worse than that is how bad the offense played. In the mindset of most people following this football team, they won't ever get as excited about great defensive play as they will about an offense that excites.
And the thing that I've
and
said...
And this one bores the daylight out of you right
now. And I do believe it will get better with Josh Gordon. But the thing that I said all offseason was that at least this will be an offense that's exciting. I would rather have been a fan of, say, a team like the Detroit Lions, that even though they didn't win a lot of games, you knew you had a guy like Calvin Johnson. They're going to throw the football. Yeah. They're going to put points on the board. They have the defense in place that if they ever get to the point offensively where they can put points on the board, this is going to be a very tough football team. But again, it was kind of the same old. We've seen it before.
Yeah.
3rd and 19, throwing 7-yard passes. Why? What is the upside in throwing a 7-yard pass at that point? Obviously, you don't want to turn the football over, but there were plays to be made. This Browns team will be much more palatable to this fan base, regardless of the record, ultimately, if it is exciting on offense.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Norv Turner is here to make it exciting.
The pieces from a coaching standpoint are here to do exactly that. But the problem is the coaching pieces are here. Problem is, where are all the playing pieces here? And the answer right now is big old question mark at the number one spot for that quarterback. And even with Josh Gordon's return, I believe it will help a lot. I just don't know if there's enough else to help it. We still got to see more evidence that will this offensive line allow, in the disaster that the right side has been, allow for those other pieces to come into play. How much you and I have spent the past few days looking at tape of that game, going back and forth over missed opportunities that a lot of them and the problems emanated right at the line, and especially
on the right side. There were three plays
like
in a row.
Play after play after play. This guy misses. How about, I mean, the spin move that Cameron Wake puts on both guys, this was in the first quarter, on both Mitchell Schwartz and O'Neal Cousins. They're both converging to block him. He just spins to his right. He just does it wasn't like a legendary Bruce Smith spin move. Covered him through his Hall of Fame career in Buffalo, and I know a great spin move when I see it. It was an okay spin move, but on those two guys, it looked like the legendary Hall
legendary.
Of Fame. And he goes right around uncontested, and the rest of it is havoc. All right, we're going to have a conversation about the Ravens with Aaron Wilson. He covers that team for the Baltimore Sun. That is coming up on CBD. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR. We've been on the run, driving in the sun, looking out for numbers.